TNB Tech Minute gives you the day's top tech headlines, from the big names in Silicon Valley to the halls of power. If it's making news in tech, we've got it. Check out TNB Tech Minute in the Tech News Briefing feed from The Wall Street Journal. Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Wednesday, January 31st. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. Coming up on today's show, social media company TikTok promised to wall off American user data from its China-based parent company. But that wall seems to have some holes in it. We'll hear from WSJ tech reporter Georgia Wells about what that could mean for TikTok's future in the U.S. And then, Amazon has long dominated e-commerce and cloud computing. Now, as investors are eyeing profit expansion, the company faces new rivals that could cut into its bottom line. WSJ Heard on the Street columnist Dan Gallagher tells us what Amazon is doing to try to stay on top. But first, social media platform TikTok has promised to start keeping data from U.S. users separate from the company's China-based parent, ByteDance. The effort, called Project Texas, was intended to assure American lawmakers that the Chinese government couldn't interfere with the content that the algorithm delivers. But in an exclusive report, we show that, so far, TikTok has struggled to fulfill those promises. WSJ tech reporter Georgia Wells joins me now with more. Georgia, tell us more about how Project Texas was supposed to work and how its intended mission has been going.
So Project Texas was designed to wall off American data so that American data would be in the U.S. in this special standalone unit that would be staffed by people who didn't actually report into TikTok or ByteDance. And they would be in charge of safeguarding U.S. data. And then also separately, that unit would monitor the algorithm that TikTok uses to serve content to its users and to look for any signs of Chinese interference. Project Texas is really struggling. Inside the unit, managers sometimes ask workers to share data with people outside the unit and with people at ByteDance. And so for people close to this, it causes a lot of anxiety because the whole point is to keep the data inside the unit and not to leave. And some of that data is protected data. So it's one thing to share data that, you know, might be from a public video, but it's another when sometimes the data includes things like email addresses or birth dates or IP addresses. And while it doesn't appear that there's any government effort in China to access U.S. user data, it shows TikTok's system is porous.
And how is TikTok using this data from U.S. users?
TikTok sometimes uses this data to help ByteDance train the algorithm, and also so that employees outside of Project Texas who work on keeping problematic content off of TikTok can help get that content off of TikTok.
And why has this kind of data been proven hard to wall off?
TikTok is a very global app. So they operate all over the world, except for in China, where ByteDance, their parent company, runs a different version of TikTok that's called Douyin. And so it might have been easier a lifetime ago to wall off this data if it was just a small American company with only American users. But this is just like a really massive social media app with users and employees everywhere.
What has TikTok said about this?
A spokeswoman for TikTok said in response to questions about this reporting that TikTok is voluntarily implementing our plan to protect U.S. user data. The spokeswoman also said TikTok's U.S. algorithm is stored with its American partner, Oracle. The spokeswoman also said, over the past year, we took the unprecedented step of granting Oracle full access to our source code and algorithm. The challenge here is that TikTok has been in these protracted conversations with the U.S. government about whether or not the government is going to let TikTok stay in the U.S. And without agreement from a U.S. agency over this, Oracle doesn't know where they would report any problematic stuff they find if they were to find it.
Do we have a sense of what lawmakers make of this?
So I spoke with Jacob Hellberg. He's a member of the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission, which is this congressional research and advisory panel. And he said that he was skeptical that TikTok's efforts here have ever had any value.
What's at stake for TikTok and its users?
Everything is at stake for TikTok. So they've been in this protracted multi-year kind of battle with the U.S. government over whether the U.S. government is going to allow them to remain in the U.S. in their current form. And the U.S. is one of the really major markets. And so TikTok's ability to convince U.S. lawmakers and also convince users that their platform is safe is like absolutely one of the most existential problems that the platform is facing right now.
That was our tech reporter, Georgia Wells. For more of your daily tech headlines, check out TNB Tech Minute. That's right here in the Tech News Briefing feed. Coming up, what will it take for a company as big as Amazon to grow in the face of new competition? That's after the break.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Amazon's investors are expecting the company to grow its profits over the next few years. But Amazon is seeing more competition in its e-commerce and cloud computing businesses. To stay on top, it'll have to get creative. Here to tell us what investors are looking at ahead of Amazon's earnings report tomorrow is WSJ Heard on the Street columnist Dan Gallagher. Dan, what is Amazon's priority right now?
One, obviously, it's a big year for AI. They're competing against Microsoft and Google, so they obviously want to show business growing in that sense. But another very important thing for Amazon this year is to really grow its profits. That's what investors really want to see, because what we saw in the previous year was sales growth slowed and profits really took a dive because they had this massive infrastructure build out that stemmed from the pandemic. So now that they've worked through that, they're back to the point where they can actually generate better operating profits again. And investors want to see that go up and really go up over the next couple of years.
What's at stake here if Amazon doesn't have the margins people are predicting in the coming years?
Amazon for a long time has gone in and out of what it calls investment mode. When it goes into a multi-year period of investing big in a certain business area or a few business areas, you know, and that's to service future growth, they've always had relatively thin profits relative to a lot of the other big techs because their big business is still primarily retail, which is very thin profit margins. But as the cloud business, advertising, AI, all that kind of grows to a greater percentage of revenue, that's something investors expect to see that pay off in the bottom line. So the operating profits, right now, the margins investors expect it's ending around 6% in 2023. Wall Street's predicting that gets up to about 10% over the next few years. And when you consider Amazon's size, you know, a company generating already more than $500 billion in annual revenue, that's a big number.
What are the kinds of deals or changes that Amazon's making to its business that could make that difference?
We're seeing that in a few ways. Obviously, they're going after things like advertising in their Prime Video service. And they're even taking steps like we saw Monday where they're actually backing off from this iRobot acquisition. That was a small acquisition relative to Amazon's size. It wouldn't have moved the needle really revenue-wise. But given all the resistance from regulators, that was going to be expensive to fight out. That wasn't really worth it. And another thing that we're seeing is that they're facing some competition from these Chinese e-commerce companies, Temu and Shein in particular, that really specialize in much cheaper products, low-priced apparel, and they've really grown their sales in 2023. And so there's some on Wall Street that have been worried what Amazon is going to be doing to face that particular threat.
Yeah. Has it started doing anything yet?
They took an action a month ago where they really lowered the price for sellers on Amazon who sell like apparel that's priced under $20. They now have to pay lower fees than they used to. Based on the analysis I've seen, that's not a really huge part of Amazon's business, but Amazon is caught in a situation that if they really try to go after this and try to prevent any kind of share loss to these companies, it could end up being expensive for them and hurt that chase for profits because these companies are probably not making big profits on selling apparel for like $5 and the other stuff they're selling. This is where Amazon needs to avoid a race to the bottom.
Are these e-commerce competitors already cutting into Amazon's bottom line, or are they just anticipating that that is a possibility?
When Amazon reports its results, we'll see kind of how the revenue has behaved, especially over the last quarter of 2023 when data shows that these sellers were getting a lot of sales, especially in the U.S. Right now, though, I mean, just relative to Amazon's size, it's still pretty small. Amazon is so huge. Business has to get really big to threaten it. But they also want as much growth as they can get from as many areas as they can get.
Another big moneymaker for Amazon in the past has been its cloud computing business. Are there other competitors springing up around this? And if so, what is Amazon doing to shore up its lead?
The cloud business is actually where Amazon's AI efforts are really centered. And the main competitors to worry about there are Microsoft and Google. Primarily Microsoft. Amazon has had the biggest cloud business so far relative to those other two and anyone else. But Microsoft really seized the narrative last year with AI, announcing all sorts of different services and moves, got an early lead on it. And so right now they're perceived as like leading the race in this. Amazon is actually seen as coming from behind. What you need to see with Amazon in that sense is like, are they continuing to grow their cloud revenues and profits this year at a healthy pace, especially relative to Microsoft and Google? If that slows relative to those other three, that's going to cause concern for investors.
So how is Amazon going to get the margins it's hoping for?
They're going to be try to be careful about growth and what opportunities they chase over the next year or two. One of that is because this AI race, AI technology is so expensive to deploy that they have to put investment towards that, obviously, while also watching spending in other areas. And in retail, we're going to see them trying to compete smartly, you know, and build up other things like the advertising and so forth that offer much higher profit margins than traditional retail.
That was Heard on the Street columnist Dan Gallagher. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang with supervising producer Catherine Millsop. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back this afternoon with TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.